Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're about to start the 10 joint year symposium between the Soil and Water Conservation Society and SSSA. I want to welcome all of you today here in the name of the Soil Science Society of America and also Soil and Water Conservation Society. This is a joint symposium, and this symposium that we're going to have here today was already presented in Dearborn, Michigan at their annual meeting, and it was well received. We're going to have some really nice talks. I'm the current joint liaison of both societies, so if you have any idea for future symposiums or you're interested, you could contact me. We have been doing this for over a decade, and we have published several publications about that. I'm going to talk about that, but today's symposium is about adaptive management. If you let me, I'm going to read here. This is a definition that have been put by Tom and the group that they have in adaptive management, and you guys have contributed to this. Adaptive management is a process of developing improving management practices for efficient production and resource conservation by use of participatory learning through continuous systematic assessment. I think that's very important to bring the conservation practitioner, the user, into the conservation, into adapt new techniques. So this is a very important topic. As with previous symposium, we have published a special journal issues, and Tom has been invited to publish a research editorial. Of course, had to be peer review for the Journal of Soil and Water Conservation about adaptive management, and he's also working on a book with the Soil and Water Conservation Society, and who knows, we might even get other additional publication on this important topic. We're going to have some really nice talk today, and again, I was there in Dearborn, Michigan, so I know the material, I have seen it, it's really interesting, so I would like recommend to you guys to stay and come back if you move to another talk, but I mean, this is very, very, very good, high-quality talks today. Stephen Light, Tommy going to cover the first one, because he, for unpredictable circumstances, he will not be here today. Sandy Bell from the University of Connecticut is going to cover Shakely, and I think that's a very interesting presentation about how we learn. That, I mean, I'm thinking about myself. If I need to start learning, how do I learn myself too? So, and then Walter did a really good presentation and about the project for agriculture. It's gonna be very interesting. We're gonna have some time for discussion, and then we're gonna come back later. Help me here, Tom. Tracy's gonna talk about. That's a very interesting talk about what Tracy's gonna cover. Some interesting data set that they have. And Susie was really very interesting from the environmental organization perspective. That was really cool, the material that she's going to be presenting. And Harold is going to talk about their software and programming that Cornell University have been doing, you know, that it will help you to adapt even during the season. And David Henson is going to talk about, you know, the areas of Chesapeake Bay, also very adaptive management. And a new strategy for this region, so, you know, looking at it in real cases. And then the last two presentations will be Chris Gross related to the 590 code, and there's a lot of interest about that. And Tom is going to wrap up all of this presentation. And I do want to thank Tom Morris for all the work that he had done and helped put all of this together, so thank you, Tom.